Thank you for calling OTC Health Solutions. Remember, the fastest and easiest way to order is online. Visit www.cvs.com/benefits. For English, press 1. Para español, oprimir. Welcome to the Over-the-Counter Health Solutions IVR automated service for ordering items. Sorry, we are unable to locate a profile based on the phone number you are calling from. If you are calling during normal business hours, please wait while we transfer your call to a customer service representative to assist you further.
To better serve members, we ask that you have your member ID and order ready to be processed when your call is answered. Your call may be monitored or recorded for training and quality assurance. Personal information collected is subject to CVS Pharmacy's privacy policy, available at cvs.com/privacy.
My name is Colin OTC. My name is Isaac. What a pleasure speaking with today.
Hello, my name is Phil Rice.
Yes, sir, how may I help you today?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
So, yes, sir, how may I help you today?
Okay, I'm calling to see if I can place an order.
Okay, may I have your health plan, please?
My health plan?
Yes, sir.
I can tell you my member ID number.
What is your health plan? And we can see that first and go from there.
You're wanting me to tell you my health plan?
Yes, sir. Is it Aetna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield?
Devoted.
Thank you. May I have your ID, please?
Okay. ID number D, D like dog, D5SY. ZR.
Okay, 1 second. Let's see. All right, then. May I have your address, please?
Address is 11268 East Linvale Drive. That's just the letter E. Linvale, L-I-N-V-A-L-E. I don't know if, are you just trying to confirm this? Do you have it in front of you?
I'm trying to verify. Yes, sir. I'm verifying the information.
And so I think what you said was, yes, you do have it in front of you. You just want to verify it. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yes, sir. Just trying to verify the information when we get started.
All right.
Okay, what's the rest of your address?
It's Aurora, Colorado, 80014.
Thank you. Verified, you have $23 benefits available out of a $35, which is quarterly. You want to place one order so far this quarter, and you have 90, that's max, and store orders are unlimited. And do you have a 2024 catalog?
All right. So right away I want to say, hold on just a minute. You say I have how much available out of how much? 23 out of how much?
$35, sir.
23 out of 35 total.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which would suggest that I've already placed one order.
Yes, sir. I said you placed one order already. You have 90. That's max. And the store orders are unlimited.
Right. Okay. All right. So I think there's a problem because I did call and I attempted to place an order. And nothing's arrived. I think there's a problem with the order that I placed. I doubt that you're going to be able to help me with that. Why don't I proceed with the order that I want to place now first, and let's get that going, and we'll deal with solving the problem later. So I've got $23 to work with. Is that right?
Yes, sir. You have $23 to work with. And let me ask you this question. Do you have a 2024 catalog?
I do.
Okay, then. I can help you with that. May I have your date of birth, please?
4/25/53.
Appreciate it. And the items that you wish to purchase, you're going to send them to that address you just verified for?
Yeah, that's the right address to send them to.
Okie doke. You can even give me the UPC number or the SKU number.
All right. I've got, I think you're giving me more credit than I deserve. Let's try, I've got item numbers. For example, 02, that's the item number in the catalog. Does that work for you?
Yes, sir. That's perfectly fine.
Dental floss. I wrote down 933-884. Does the 933-884, does that work better for you?
No, sir. That's actually not the SKU number. It's
you,
the 6.
You want the 02. Does the 02, does that works better?
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Yes. Dental floss, yeah. That's UPC is work. That's alphanumeric. That'll work. Okay, and would you like to have one of those items or two?
All right. So how much do they cost? Do you have a price there?
Yes, sir. It's $6.
All right. So let's just try one for now of the dental floss.
Okay, that leaves you with $17 remaining, sir.
All right. Next up, I've got P103, body wash.
Okay, Dove, it's $7, and how many of those would you like?
Let's just try one of those.
Okay, then, $10 remaining.
Let's try P123, personal lube. How much is that?
That's $9, sir.
All right, so that's going to be just about right then to put me down to about a zero balance, pretty close.
Actually, that dollar, you can get a toothbrush of that as well.
All right. So let's try just that. Let's call that good for today.
Okay, I'm going to have to submit the order, sir. I do apologize, but let's see. And it's going to take 5 to 7 days to get to you, up to 14. And after, if you don't receive these items after 14 days, then give us a call and let us know so we can see what's going on.
All right.
And I'm going to give you the order number here for your order. Yeah, let me know when you're ready to receive it.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's 32-18-707.
All right. So, good. Now, do you have the order number for that first order?
Yes, sir. And, okay, and you ordered that on the 25th, what's that?
24th.
Okay, 24th. Let me check and see what the status is of that, okay? Give me 1 second.
You still didn't tell me the order number, though.
Give me 1 second. Let me go back. It's only one order there, so 3148967.
3148967, was it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
3148967, and that
yes, sir.
Was 12424 was the date, right?
Yes, sir. That was the only order there. Yes, sir.
Right. All right. So you're going to check the status on that for me?
Yes, sir. May I place on a brief 1 or 2 minute hold, please?
All right. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, I do apologize for the whole time. I think it's what I'm seeing here, the item is it might be lost in transit, and what I have to do is file a claim and reship it to him, okay?
All right, so I think what I understood you to say was that you're going to treat the item as lost in transit, and you're going to have it reshipped to me, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to take care of that, is that right?
Yes, sir, I can take care of that.
All right, and do you have a new order number for me?
No, sir, but once I process it, if I'm allowed to go ahead and process it, I can give you a claim number, which is quasi-order number, same thing.
Claim number, then. Do I need to wait for that?
No, sir. Yes, sir. Give me 1 second while I go ahead and process the claim first. This takes me a couple seconds, okay?
All right.
And it's going to be sent to the same place as the other order was sent to, correct?
Yeah, the same address. That's right.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 second, please. All right, then. Would you like to have the claim number?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's 3168. 29.
Okay. Now, I did not write down your name. I don't know. If you told me your name, I didn't get it. Would you mind telling me your name?
Sure. My name is Isaac, sir. It's going to take 5 to 7 days to get to you as regular items are. But once again, after 14 days, if you don't receive that item, don't hesitate to give us a call.
All right. And pardon me, but I'm not a very good speller. Will you help me spell Isaac, please?
Indigo Sierra Alpha Alpha Charlie.
You're giving me way too much credit here. You said Isaac, I-S-A, what?
Alpha Alpha A-A. Charlie C.
I-S-A-A-C? Do I have it right now? Okay.
That's
Isaac.
Perfect.
All right. Very good. Now, something, I'm looking through this catalog here, and something that I would like to have, and I can't seem to find it anywhere in the catalog, and that is an address where I can write a letter to for the headquarters of the company that is in charge of the company that's running the OTC benefits. Program there. What would be the name of the company that's running the program there?
Who I work for, or who are you talking about? Devoted, or who I'm work for?
You asked me for the name of the company. What was it that you asked me for when I first called? The name of the
health plan. Devoted. You talking about Devoted?
You asked me for the name of the health plan.
Yeah, Devoted.
I thought that would be kind of a given based on the phone number that I called, but apparently not. Apparently you answer the phone for a number of different health plans. And it's a pharmacy that that has a lot of different, a whole catalog of items. that you ship out items for. Is that right?
So your catalog here is from Devoted. That's the health plan.
That's what my catalog says. Now, last year, I had insurance from a company called Aetna, and the pharmacy was CVS, and I believe that CVS is owned by Aetna, and the pharmacies are called CVS Caremark. And I believe they're owned by Aetna. Aetna is the ownership company, if I'm not mistaken. And there are pharmacies. I live in Denver, and there's a pharmacy just a few blocks away from where I live that has CVS Caremark on the sign as you walk in the door. And last year when I bought from OTC, the catalog said that you have the potential to be able to just go and pick up your items at a CVS Caremark pharmacy. And I went to the pharmacy and asked about doing that. And they said, well, no, you can't really do that in Colorado. That was only for people that lived in Texas, I think. You tell me. You asked for the health plan, and I said Devoted, and then you gave me a couple of different choices. And what were the choices you said it might have been?
Okay, so we have a plethora of health care plans, sir. That's why I need to know exactly what's your health plan.
Okay, so fine. So
okay.
What I'm trying to get at is, what's the name of the company that you work for?
OTC CVS, sir.
OTC CVS. Very good. And what would be an address that I could write a letter to of the headquarters of OTC CVS. Do you know?
No, sir. We wouldn't have that information on letter writing campaign for headquarters. We wouldn't have that.
Do you know where the headquarters is? Do you know where they're located?
The CVS headquarters?
That's the question I'm asking. Where are they located?
No, sir. Not to my knowledge.
So you don't know where they're located?
No, sir.
So what's the name of the company?
OTC CVS.
OTC CVS is the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And and you either don't know or are not willing to tell me an address for the company.
I wouldn't know that. No, sir. We're not privy to that information, sir.
All right, so I'm not necessarily interested in an exact address, but where are you located? What state are you in? Are you in Texas somewhere, maybe?
Actually, I am in Texas.
Yeah, okay, all right. Fair enough. I guess I'm not going to it's like pulling teeth getting any information out of you. If you haven't already gotten it, sometime soon you're going to get a like a W-2, I guess that's what it's called, statement from OTC CVS, and it will have an address on it. so that you can file your taxes. It's not like they're going to be able to not have an address for you, maybe it's too much to ask that that you would be able to remember that and pass it along to me. I'll just have to, I guess, not know an address to send a letter to him. How about if I wanted to speak to a supervisor, what would I do?
I would have to get a call back and get your information and give it to him, and it'll be back with you within 24 to 48 hours.
So, back on the 24th, I spoke with a young woman. That's when I placed the order, and that's what she told me. And no one ever called, and the reason that the item never came to me is it's not that it got lost in shipment. It was that Miracle just never placed the order. She just decided that she didn't want me to get it. She was the problem. And that's why I want to speak to a supervisor. The part of the problem I've got is that it doesn't work very well for a supervisor to call me. I need to call them. And that's why I want to write a letter. There's really not much I can do. If supervisors refuse to answer the phone, if they will only call me, and I can't answer the phone, then there's no way I'm ever going to be able to talk to a supervisor. Do you see the problem there?
Yes, sir. I understand, sir. I understand what you're saying. The information you asked for is kind of out of our wheelhouse, and we don't have that privy to that information. So I can do a callback for you, and then get in touch with you 24 to 40 hours.
All right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down a phone number. Will you do that?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Yeah, go ahead.
A specific message. The message is 720-282-3376.
Hold on. Say that a little bit slow again. Say that one more time.
I'll say it again for you. It's all right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it's 720-282-3376.
I got you.
And that's a phone number that it's on it's what's called Do Not Disturb. And what that means is that they can leave a message. If you're legit, if you can leave a message for a supervisor, and if the supervisor's legit, they can call that message, they can call that number, and they can leave a message. But what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to leave a message where it's not going to do any good for them to just call that number and say, they called and asked me to call them back. What they need to do is they need to leave a number where I can call them back and they're going to answer the phone, not 888-628-2770. That's not going to work. They need to leave a number where they're going to answer the phone. Maybe their personal cell phone number or some other number where they're going to answer the phone.
Yes, sir. All right, then. I got that information. I will give it to them. Okay. Is there anything else I can help with today?
So, and if they're not willing to answer the phone, there's no point in them calling. And it's about that order that I placed on the 24th. And it's because the person that took that order from me screwed it up badly. And I'd like to talk to them about that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that and apologize about that. Thank you for calling OTC. You have a good day.
All right. Bye now.